This is Morning Edition on NHPR. As you may have noticed, it's been unusually dry here in the Granite State for the past few months. Thunderstorms yesterday afternoon did provide some rain, but federal officials recently classified most of central and southern New Hampshire as being in a moderate drought. David Miskus specializes in drought monitoring for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He joins us now to talk about what it all means. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So it's been dry here in New Hampshire, but are we talking historically dry?
No. I was looking back here when the U.S. Drought Monitor first started back in 2000. I had to go back to spring of 2002 to find a widespread, pretty severe drought up in New England, and that disappeared by the summer. So droughts in New England usually are not, at least lately, have not been that severe and haven't lasted that long. I went back in time to see when the last time a real severe drought was in New England was the 2002. But then you have to go back to the 40s and 50s and early 60s. And really, since late 60s, there hasn't been many droughts in New England at all.
Yeah, it's certainly relative when we look out west, that's for sure.
Yeah, California, they've had 4 years here. Nice thing about the New England here is that every month is precipitation's about the same. You don't have like 6 months of dry weather and then 6 months of heavy rain like California does. And if you don't get that precipitation during those six wet months, it carries on for the whole year.
So the region has been below average, though, for a while. And it was only recently that it was officially classified as a drought. Why is that?
Most of that, the winter was pretty cold, of course, and snowy. And the spring snow melt was also kind of cool. So it did go into the ground quite well. And then probably about the last 3 to 4 months has been very dry. But since it's been cool and you had a pretty snowy winter, you didn't really see any kind of impacts. The vegetation was kind of behind schedule. But now the temperatures are starting to warm up and it's been dry for 3 months, you're mainly seeing it in the stream flows. They're at near record low levels right now for this time of the year.
What are the implications long term for that?
Well, like I said, every month you get pretty much the same amount of precipitation in New England. So it looks like in the short term and medium term, precipitation will be coming back to New England. So that should hopefully help ease and maybe even end the drought here as we head into the summer months here.
And brush fires have been popping up across the state with this dry weather. And this week we saw some communities, including Portsmouth and Newmarket, ask their residents to conserve water. What other kinds of implications would you see if we don't get a widespread rain event in the next couple of weeks?
Well, fortunately, your reservoirs, for the most part, are in good shape here. So it's mainly stream flows and then maybe like some more wildfires, maybe impacting the also some summer crops that may be in the area, the pastures and ranges. But like I said, it looks like the next couple of days, moisture's coming into New England and the East Coast overall. And hopefully that'll take care of the wildfire threat.
David Miskus specializes in drought monitoring for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. David, thank you.
Okay, thank you.